On today's Ag Show, we are speaking with one of the newest employees of the Municipal District of Greenview. Her name is Sheila Kaus, and she is the new Manager of Agricultural Services for the MD of Greenview, and welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Kenny. Glad to be here.
Great. So tell us, Sheila, what are you hoping to bring to the MD of Greenview?
It's early days yet, but I know that the department would really like to hear from our producers more often. And to have them view Greenview Agricultural Services Office as a resource would be one of our early goals. Agricultural Service Department is a team, but that team needs to extend to the agricultural producers and residents as well. Controlling weeds and pests doesn't happen in a vacuum. Community buy-in is a huge component of a successful program, and we want to build that sense of team out from the Agricultural Services Office to our agricultural residents and producers.
Okay, so I guess that's kind of like short-term getting everything together. Long-term, what's the big vision?
For 2021 is going to be a learning year for myself. I need to get my feet under me and see what is going on in the department as it is, and then see where our programs are at currently, what enrichments we can work into current programming, and how we can better serve the agricultural community. Fortunately for me, the MD of Greenview team is incredibly supportive. Specific to agricultural department, Jessica McCormick is our beautification coordinator based out of Grand Cache. Kristen King, our agricultural supervisor, and Stephen Friesen, the rental coordinator based out of the Valley View office, have been really fantastic and welcoming and helping to get me up to speed. I'm excited to be joining such a strong and talented team and what we can build together along with the MD of Greenview producers and residents.
Excellent. So you're going to be, are you going to be based out of the Valley View office if some of the residents you haven't met yet want to pop in and say hello or have questions?
Yep, for sure.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, obviously 2020 and, you know, ag prices, I should say, have been going up. In terms of COVID, a lot of farmers have told me that, and producers have told me that it has affected them, but maybe not as much as other industries have been hit by the pandemic. But what are some of the challenges you hear about from farmers? I know you're relatively new to the role, but over the years in working in farm, what are some of the biggest challenges you hear, and have they changed over the years?
Well, one that I have heard specific to this location and from a number of producers already, which is really encouraging, is they'd like to find us a way to overcome the restrictions on releasing inspection data related to land producers are renting from other landowners. So this is one thing I believe is going to be a growing concern in our agricultural communities in the future, as more individuals that own land but aren't actively farming it rent it to a producer. And my team and I are currently looking at different ways to meld the legal requirement the municipality has to inform the landowners in regards to weed and pest issues and a method of working with renters who are often the agricultural managers of the same land. And we're hoping to have this issue addressed prior to the inspection season getting underway. Now, with commodity prices, I know lots of guys were anticipating not great prices, and then they took a real big climb. And last time I checked, canola was around $17 a bushel for if you had it in the bin right now. And I know that's going to put a lot of pressure on agricultural producers to work canola into their rotations. We are going to be reaching out to all of the individuals who have club root on their land and to have a frank discussion with them and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Club root, I've heard that word around the Peace region before, not just in the MD of Greenview, but I hear that quite a bit. Club root, I'm wondering, I don't think I've seen any farmer who wakes up in the morning and says, oh, great, I have club root on my
field.
Oh,
definitely not.
Yeah, so I guess I'm more of somebody who doesn't know it. What kind of problems does it cause?
Club root can be extremely detrimental in your field if the spore loads get to a high level. You can lose as much as 50% of your yield. And considering how expensive it is to put in a crop of canola and the inputs associated with, producers aren't going to want to lose that. But they also don't want to lose the revenues that can be generated from a canola crop because it's your sure bet on a cash crop. So it's a very difficult issue to manage, and we're looking forward to working more closely with our producers regarding it.
All right, excellent. Well, Sheila, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I'd really like to get the word out that the MD of Greenview Agricultural Service Department has an open door policy. We want to talk to our producers. We want to have them call us for information or resources. We want them to let us know about the challenges they're facing so that we can maybe address it at the municipal level. And we'd encourage them to give our office a call at 780-524-7621 because we want to hear from all of them.
All right, excellent. Well, we do know one thing for sure is that the Municipal District of Greenview definitely has a lot of producers and ranchers, and definitely we all encourage them to reach out to Sheila Kaus, your new Ag Services Director for the MD of Greenview. And on that note, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kenny.
This is Sheila Kaus. She is the new Ag Services Director for the Municipal District of Greenview, and this is our Ag Show.